A federal agency is asking for input on an in-state natural gas pipeline. The Alaska Standalone Pipeline would bring gas from the North Slope to Wasilla. It's designed to deliver gas to communities like Fairbanks and throughout South Central Alaska. The Army Corps of Engineers is the lead agency working on an environmental impact statement for the gas line project. The current version of the statement, released in June, is updated from a 2012 version. It covers things like environmental consequences of the project footprint, transporting the gas, new access roads, and the 13 construction camps needed to build it. Sandy Gibson is the gas pipeline project manager for the Army Corps. She says the Corps is focused on the parts of the project that could affect people.
In cases of socioeconomics, you have job growth opportunities, you have employment. On the flip side, you have more stress for government support facilities or at local clinics, at hospitals, etc.
The project is managed by the State Gas Line Corporation, which is also tasked with developing a smaller but larger gas pipeline, a similar but larger gas pipeline that would bring gas from the North Slope into Cook Inlet and then sell it overseas. Gibson says people sometimes confuse the two projects.
It seems that in the last couple of decades, there's been some type of a pipeline project. This evolved into another revised project. So I think that a lot of people here in Alaska have a history with pipeline projects in general.
This summer, a team from the Corps has traveled around the state holding meetings and updating people on the environmental review process. So far, Gibson says they've heard a lot of concern about its potential effects on subsistence.
One of the comments made was that there was concern about caribou migration and that it wasn't necessarily due to the pipeline being elevated, but it had more so to do with helicopters flying the length of the pipeline.
This could be problematic during peak season when hunters have a short window to bag a caribou and the noise could spook the herd. The comment deadline is August 14th. Gibson says the goal is to publish a final impact statement by the end of 2018, but there's still a long road ahead for Alaska's in-state gas pipeline. After it gets an impact statement, the project still needs to get permit decisions from federal agencies like the Corps to be built. Gibson says the environmental review and permitting process ideally go hand in hand, but finishing the review doesn't necessarily mean an agency will grant a permit.